Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes of Masechtas Yuma. We're on Daf Yud Tes at the top line by the Gemara. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Shaman family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Yisrael, Issa ben Tzion ben Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah.
Amen.
Okay, so here we go. Tana, we taught that where did they put the Kohen Gadol? They put him in the base of Tinas room. Why'd they put him there? Says the Gemara, Lulamdo Chasina, to teach him how to do the Ketores. To teach him how to do the Chasina with the Ketores.
Yes.
Okay. He has to go in there with the Ketores in his hand and with the pan under his arm. It's a complicated avoda. The Gemara calls it the hardest avoda in the base of Mikdash. So he went there to learn there. Base of Tinas in the picture is number 44. It's room number 44. It's on the bottom. It's on the bottom, the south. The south is the bottom. The top is the north. The left is the west. Right? You see where it says 59? That's the west. And then the east is the right side. Okay? Amr of Papa, Shtei Lishkos Hayolol Kohen Gadol. There were two rooms for the Kohen Gadol. Achas Lishkas Parhedrin, which is number 24, all the way in the right corner of the Beis HaMikdash. There's two pages. There's the Beis HaMikdash page and the Azara page. Right? Two pages. The Beis HaMikdash page is all the way on top 24. You see where 24 is? Everyone see 24? 24 and 44 are in opposite ends of the Beis HaMikdash. One's all the way in the north, one's all the way in the south. And the Gemara says, Achas Lishkas Parhedrin. One was the Parhedrin number 24, Ve'achas Lishkas Beis Avtinas. And the other one was Beis Avtinas number 44, Achas Bitzafam Ve'achas Bedarum. One was in the north and one was in the south. Achas Bitzafon, one was in the north, that not, it says, the Mishnah in Midos, Vav Lishkas Hayu Ba'azara. There were three rooms in the Azara, Gimel Ba'Tzafam Ve'Gimel Ba'Darum. Three in the north and three in the south. Sheba Dorum, which ones were in the south? Which ones are in the south? And they are Lishkas HaMelach, the salt room, Lishkas HaParva, the Parva room, and Lishkas HaMedichin, the Medichin room. Those are numbers 26, 27, and 28 on the Azara page, all the way in the bottom, all the way right where the margin is. Right? Those three rooms are those three rooms in the south. Lishkas HaMelach, what was that room? Shesham hayu nosin melech lekarbon. That's where they would apply in salt to the karbanos. Lishkas haparva, the parv room. Shesham hayu molchin oros kachim. That's where they would salt the hides of the kachim. And viagago hayu beis tvila, on its roof there was a mikvah. Lekohen gadol biyom kippur, and kohen gadol fiyom kippur. Good. And the Gemara later is going to say, why is it called beis haparva? Parva means not milchiks and not fleshiks. Why are they calling that? We'll get to it. Lishkas hamedichin. Lishkas HaMedichin, Medichin means to wash. Shesham HaYu Madichin Karve Kachim. That's where they would wash out the innards of the Kachim. Okay? Ask Tosfos, what do you mean? If you go to the page of the Beis HaMikdash, right on top of the Mizbeach are these rings, and then number 34 are tables, and 35 are like columns, and Tosfos is on top. Hadamrin and Lael to Shulchanos Hayu Bazara. 34 are tables. Lahadiach Alein Kakajim Kedichsev Behadya Biyecheskel. So what do you mean? Why is there a room for that? They're over there. Number 34. And Tosos answers Yesh Lomar the Basar Kajim Madichin Al Shulchanos. That's where they would wash Basar Kajim. Avol Kirve Kajim, the innards of the Kajim. That Yesh Lom Peresh. It has refuse. Has dung. Umiisi, and it's not, it's gross. Medichin osa belishkas amedichin. They did it in a separate room. Fine. And the third room was Misham Mesiba Ola Lagag Beis HaParva. In that room there was a staircase going to the roof of the Beis HaParva where the mikvah was. Gimel Shebet Safon, there are three rooms on the north. Lishkas Ha'eitz is the same thing as Lishkas Parhedrin. It's number 24. Okay? Number 24. Lishkas HaGola, which is number 25. And Lishkas HaGozis, which is number 23. Okay? Those are the three rooms. Lishkas HaEitz, what was in Lishkas HaEitz? Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, shachachti mahayitz mezvez. I forgot what I did in that room. Forgot. The human being. You forgot. Abishal Omer, lishkas kohen gadol haisa. It was that's where the kohen gadol hung out. Lishkas parhedrin, lishkas kohen gadol. Achorei shtehen, behind two, v'gag shlosh din shava. All three rooms had the same size. They were the same size room. The lishkas hagazis, parhedrin, and the gola were all the same. Lishkas hagola. What's that? Lishkas hagola, the lishka of the exiled. What does that mean? Shesham hayu bor hagola. There was the. They made a bor from the gola, from the exile. What does that mean? Says Rashi, al shem bor. Sachru sham ole gola. It's the bar that the ole gola rented or something or got it. So everyone asks. Tzvarish Yisrael asks, everything from the Beit HaMikdash is from the Golos. From the second Beit HaMikdash. Everything's from the Golos. They came from Golos and they did everything. Why are you picking this one room with a bar inside? What's going on here? So he changes it. He doesn't say, it shouldn't be gola. He says it should be gula. And, gula means like a circle. And it was some kind of circle around the bar, like to remind them, I don't know, whatever it is. Not so simple. The galgal nasan olav, and there was a galgal on top of it, some kind of pulley. Umisha maspik in mayan l'chol hazara. And with that, they would give water. That was the one that gave water to the entire hazara. Lishkas hagazis. We all know what that is. Lishkas hagazis. It's a big room. 24-3 is a big room. Sham haisa sanhedrin shel Yisrael. That's where the Sanhedrin of the Yisrael was, right? And now it says, V'yoshevetz v'donetz ha-kahanim. They would sit and judge the kahanim. So, the halacha is, this is a Sanhedrin, right? Was it Sanhedrin HaGadol? 71? That's what we think. But either way, whenever they would judge the yichus, or the mums of the kahanim, only Yisraelim could do that. Because the kahanim had a gebedavar, they wouldn't let them. Yisraelim, they would let them. Okay? So, Misha nimtzebo pasul, if a kohen was declared pasul, hayalovesh shchorim, he would wear black, umisatev shchorim, put on a black talus, v'yotzev aholichlo, and go sit somewhere else. Okay? Fine. V'shalo nimtzebo psul, if there was no psul found by him, hayalovesh levanim, he would wear white, umisatev levanim, wrap himself in white, v'nichnas umishamesh im echad hakahanim. And then he would go with one of his brotherly kahanim and go do the avodah. Right? Now, the fact that the Lishkas Ha'etz, which is in the north, is also called the Lishkas Parhedrin, which is where the Kohen Gadol hung out. So you see that one was in the north. Right? As we said, one was in the north. We just gave this whole thing to show one of the rooms the Kohen Gadol hung out in was in the north. And now, Achas Badarom. One's in the south. Ditnan, there's another mission in Midos. Shiva Shal...
I don't understand why the two that were mentioned at the beginning of the Brice that were not included in the six that were listed in the...
What do you mean?
Well, it said at the beginning that the...
That the Kohen hung out... That's Rav Papa said that.
Oh, I see.
Rav Papa said there are two rooms. Now we're going to prove it, and Rav Papa said there are two rooms, one in the north, one in the south.
Right.
Now we're going to prove it from Mishnah. We just proved that one of the rooms is in the north. We spoke about seven other things, but that was all Derech Agav.
Okay.
Now, there are three in the south. Now there was one room where the Kohen Gadol hung out in the south, just like Rav Papa said, right? Ditnan, Shiva Sha'ayim Harub Azara. There are seven entrances to get into the Azara. Okay? Now, it doesn't mean the Azara. It means the Beis HaMikdash. Gimel Batzafon, Gimel Badarom, three in the north, three in the south. V'achaz B'Mizrach, one in the east. Now, Shebadarom, the one on the south, is Shar Deleika, which is number 46. It's a way to get into the... They call it the Azara. Sheni Lo Shar Karbon. Next to it, number 45... is called Shar Karbon, says Rashi, Lo Yadati Lama Nikra Shmo Kach. I don't know why they called it that. If Rashi doesn't know why, we don't know why. So I don't know why they call it that. The whole base of Mikdash is about Karbanos. Calling it Shah Karban? Rashi says, I don't know why. And by the way, on the north, number 41 is also called Shah Karban. They couldn't think of another name. It's also called Shah Karban. So Rashi says, I don't know why they called it that. I don't know. And Rashi tells you he doesn't know. Right? He tells you. My daughter had to do a project. Why does Rashi tell you he doesn't know? Just keep silent. He has to tell you I don't know? Right? Anyway, so Rashi says he doesn't know. Others wanted to say that Rabbeinu Eliakim said that this is not this is where they put the fire or something. There was an ash they would bring into the Beis HaMikdash. It would come through that gate. Okay, that's one shot. Others say the Siach Yitzchak says that when Avram Avinu brought Yitzchak to be a carbon on Har Abayis, they went through that gate. There was no gate there. There was no gate there then. There was nothing there. It was an empty mountain. Yeah, but that's the path he went through. So therefore it's called Shara Carbon, the carbon. The biggest carbon in history, right? That's why he called that. Okay. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said he didn't know. Shlishi lo, the third one, is Shar Hamayim. That's number 43. Now this diagram is two-dimensional. So number 44, which is Beis Aftinas, it makes it look like you walk through the gate, then you walk into Beis Aftinas. It wasn't like that. It's maybe it's on top. Right? It's two-dimensional, so it makes it look anyway. And Shar Hamayim. It was Shar Hamayim over there. We're gonna get back to the Shar Hamayim, because that's where the Beis Aftinas was, and that's where the Kohen Gadol hung out. Sheba Mizrach, on the eastern side, was Shar Nicanor. Shar Nicanor is number 15. On the other page, number 15 is Shar Nicanor. Right? Why is it called Shar Nicanor? Rashi says it's named after a person, right? Nicanor was the name of a person. The Yerushalmi says that...
was this the gate that the doors were...
That's the Bavli says that story, which we're going to get to soon. In Yuma, we have that story. Why it's called Nicanor? He was a good man. The Yerushalmi says... It's the Yerushalmi and Shkalim. Anybody remember this from Shkalim?
Yeah.
That what we say about him?
The doors were lost at sea?
No. That's here. And the Yerushalmi in Shkalim wasn't that long ago. 2 months ago, maybe? Not even? He was a Greek during the Chashmonaim, and he was cursing, and cut off his head and hands and feet, and they put him by this eastern gate, and got called Shar Nicanor after that story. Anybody remember that?
No, that story wasn't there.
No.
Shkalim Perek Vav Halacha Hey. No, it wasn't there?
No, he said something bad. I don't think
he had
it. No,
we
didn't see
the story there. Okay, now, fine. Doesn't make a difference. Well, there's only Derech Agav. The main point is the southern place where the Kohen Gadol hung out. Right? But we're not finished with the Derech Agav. Then it says, Shtei Lishkos Hayu. There were two rooms. Room number 17 and 18. Right? 17 and 18. There are two 17s and two 18s. There's a little 17 and a little 18. And then there were like, I'm sorry. There's what? I'm sorry. 16 and 17. 16 and 17. I read it wrong. I'm sorry. Shtei lishkos hayu sham. Achas b'yamino v'achas b'smolo. One was 16 and one was 17. Achas lishkas Pinchas HaMalbush. One was called the room of Pinchas HaMalbush. Pinchas HaMalbush was the first or famous Kohen Gadol. And they called the room where the big tikkun was stored after him. Right? Right? It's like naming an airport after somebody, the JFK, they named their airport. Nothing to do with him. The same thing over here. This has to do with him. And v'achas lishkas osi chavitin. The other room, number 17, was where they made the chavitin, which was the Kohen Gadol's carbon every day. Shebet Zafon, on the north, there was only one gate. I'm sorry, there was two gates. Shar Nitzutz, that's number 42. It's a very fancy gate. You see that? It has a dome on top, like a whole building. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Binyan Achzajo Hayu, there was a building with a portico, V'aliyah B'nuyah Lo Agabav, and there was a second floor on it. V'sham Kahanim Shomrim, that's where the Kahanim would be in guard. Mulmaila, they would be on top. Ulevim, Mulmata. And the Levim would be down below. Shani Lo, Shower carbon. Number 41 is the shower carbon. Shlishi lo, shar beis hamokad. Next to it is the shar beis hamokad, which is number 36, and that had the four rooms in it, as we learned earlier in the week. Anyway, from this Mishnah we see, all we need to know is that the shar hamayim was on the south, and that's number 43. Shar hamayim is on the south. Fitanya, and we learned in a braisa, chamesh tvilos, five mikvahs, five tvilos, vasara kedushin, and 10 times the Kohen Gadol would wash his hands, because every time he went to the mikvah, he washed his hands before and after. So whatever number it was that, you double the amount. Where am I? Tovel Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Bo Bayom. He would go to the mikvah 5 times on Yom Kippur, and he would wash his hands and feet 10 times on Yom Kippur. V'kulon Bakodesh, and all of them were on the Kodesh. Al Gag Beis HaParva, on the roof of the Beis HaParva. Where's the Beis HaParva? The Beis HaParva is number 27. Chutz Mizu, except for the first one. Shehoisa B'chol Al Gavi Sharamayim. Except for the first one, which was Chol, on top of the Sharamayim. Okay? U'bitzad Lishko Haisa. And it was next to where he hung out. It was next to his room, which is why 44 is next to 43. Right? So what do you see from here? That he hung out on the south. The Beferisher Mishnah in Midos. He had a room in the north and a room in the south. Now, V'lo Yadana, I don't know, says the Gemara. E Lishkas Parhejan B'tzafon Olishkas Beis Aftinas B'darom. I don't still don't know which one was the north and which one was the south. I don't know. Oh, Lishkas by the... You know why I don't know? Because the Mishnah in Midos called it one room, the room of the eights. We said it's Parhedron, because we know the Gemara is going to, how the Gemara is going to end. We know the ending. And the other one is called Beis Shahamayim, with the room next to it. Didn't say the name of the room. Says the Gemara, I don't know which one's north, which one's south. Oh, Lishkas Beis Aftinas B'tzafon, Lishkas Parhedron B'darom. I don't know. Says the Gemara, Mistabra Lishkas Parhedron B'darom Hayi. I think the Lishkas Parhedron is on the south, which it's not. My time, why? Because Makdim Koi Umesach, if the Koi never had to go to the bathroom, right? Esraglov, Makdim V'Koi, he got up, Umesach Esraglov to go to the bathroom, V'Tovel, then he had to go to the mikvah, V'Ach, V'Ozel Tzafon, V'Gomar Chafina, then he had to go, in other words, if he had to go to the bathroom, he had to go down to the south to go to the mikvah, then go back up to the north to go to the room where he learned how to do the Chafina. It's a lot of walking. V'asil lebeis hamikdash, v'vodavod kuli yomei, l'bahadi panya modu aleha, and then they would sprinkle paradum on him, in case he was tummy, like every day. Then v'hadar v'asil, l'darom, then he would go back to the south, v'taval, and go to the mikvah again, v'nayach, and then retire for the evening. That's a very, lot of unnecessary walking, right? Diamar delishkas parhejin b'tzafon. And if Lishkas Parhedron is in the north, then Makdimi gets up, Koi, Meshach Raglav, goes to the bathroom, V'ozal L'darom, he has to go down to the south, there's no mikvah up there, he has to go down to the south, V'taval, go to the mikvah, V'gamar Chafina, go back up to learn Chafina, V'asil L'beis HaMikdash, V'avad Avod HaKuliyoma, and then, right, L'hadi Panya, Modele, then they would sprinkle the Paradum on him, V'hadar Ozal, L'darom, then he would have to go back to the south, V'taval, Uboy Mahad, Demezel Tzafon, go back to the north.
And he has to walk around, right? He cannot walk inside as a short...
Correct. Umeiniach, and then he would retire for the evening. That's a lot of walking back and forth. Says the Gemara, Umi Tarach Tarchina Lekula Hai, make the guy crazy? Up and down, make him so crazy? Let the Rachmanis on the Kohen Gadol. Let the lift which be the other way. The Gemara says, no. They want it this way. Alam alo, matrachin and leitve. No, we're going to actually do this on purpose. You know, the eat tzeduki who lifrosh. If he's a tzeduki, so much walking, my goodness. Who needs this? And he'll throw in the towel. And inami, even if he's not a tzeduki, lo tshatazuach daito alav. It prevents you from getting so haughty. What?
Is this a stereo for the halakha that you shouldn't walk more than 4 hours?
No, so maybe there was a Nagelvasser thing right by his bed. It could be, right? But the point is, you have to be so haughty. You want to go to the bathroom, you got to walk half all the way up to the other end of the base of English. You want to go back there, eat lunch, go back, do your job. It humbles you. All this walking humbles you. And that's a good thing. That's why they did it like this. Right. By the way, if you think about it, the Yom Kippur service could be over. It's not so exhausting. It's not so much. He could be done 10 o'clock in the morning. The problem is you have to stay up all night.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
Stay up all night, and then the avodah is not so bad. It's two things. It's the whole thing with the ketores and the par in the aisle, and then the other stuff in the afternoon. So we'll get to it. Okay. What? Yeah. I'm not saying that. But the staying up all night is a killer. That's a killer. It might be today's daf going into tomorrow's daf about staying up all night. We're going to get there. Dilote mahachi, because if you don't say all this, navdino l'tavaya b'hadi adodi. Why aren't they in the same place, these two rooms? Why aren't they next to each other? Inami or taskele b'chadik. Let them have one room. Why two rooms? The answer is, it humbles you. And that's why they did it like that on purpose. Okay? Bottom line is, Parhezhin is on the north, which is number 24, and Beis Haftinas is on the south, which is number 44. Okay? Now you don't need the map anymore. Now we're going to do regular Gemara. Now, V'amru lo ishi kohen gadol, they would say to him, swear that everything you're doing, here, it's a very important language. They would say as follows. Anu shluchei Bezdin, we're shliachs of Bezdin, the atash shluchano, you're our shliach, and Bezdin's vishliach Bezdin, right? So one second. So leimat hevet yufta der Ravuna bei der Veshua. It's a kash on him. The Amar he said, Amar Ravuna bei der Veshua, hani kahani shluchei derachmananinu. He holds that a Kohen is a Shiach of Hashem. And we make him say he's a Shiach of us. What? Says Rashi. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, says Rashi in the bottom, Nafkamina, Dim hu moder hanam imenu, if I say I'm not having enough meni kahanam. Mutter lo, shikro lov karbonosav. He can still bring carbon for me. Why? It's nothing to do with me. It's Hashem's Shiach. I'm not getting hanam from it. Hashem gets hanam from it. It's not me. So I need to know. Is a Kohen a Shiach of us or a Shiach of Hashem? It sounds like he's a Shiach of Hashem, of us. We tell him that. You're a Shiach of us. Don't botch up. Make him swear.
What was your example?
Rashi's example is... I'm not having enough in the Kohen Gadol. So do I get a kapara?
How can you be mabakal something that's a...
I'm not getting... Let him do the avodah. I'm not getting a mitzvah. I'm excluding myself. I want to run a mitzvah.
How can you be mabakal?
So it'll depend on this issue. If you're shluch, if the Kohen is a shluch of us, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the Darim. It's a story in the Darim. The Gemara goes on for two pages. What the story is: our Kohanim shlichim of us, I'm shlichim of that, and maybe there's other nafkaminas too. But we'll leave it for now. Anyway, so we swear to him, you're our shliach. Don't botch up. Now, miyakamidi da'anan lo matzinan lemevid v'shluchi didon matzu avid. Can there be such a thing that I can't do, but my shliach can do? Such a thing? I can't do the avodah, but my shliach can do the avodah? That's a funny thing. I'm not allowed to do it, but he's my shliach, he can do it. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Hachi kamrin lei. You're reading too much into the Shavua. That's not what it means. Hachi kamrin lei. Exactly. So I can't bring it, but he can bring it for me? That's a funny thing. Makes it sound like he's not my shliach. He's Hashem's shliach. Because I can't do something, how can I make a shliach to do it? If I can't marry that girl, how can I make you a shliach to marry her? It doesn't make sense. If I can't bring the carbon, how are you bringing the carbon for me? Must be he's a shliach of Hashem. Now we're telling you, you're my shliach, don't botch up. How does that work? So you're reading too much into the shvuah. No. Where am I? Hachi kamrin alei. Mashbin anu alecha, swear al datenu. On our das, what we're thinking, Valdas Bezdin, and on Bezdin's thinking. Not that you're our shliach, but you buy into what we say. You're not a tzeduki. You buy into our interpretation of the Torah. That's what we want. That's what we want you to swear. That's shliach. You're focusing on that. No, that's the wrong word. It's on our das. Says Rashi on top. Haidik amrile ata shluchano. You're our shliach. Lav bavodik amrile. It's not about the avoda. El inyan kabbalah shavua. You're being mekabbalah shavua on us. Klomar lo lefi machshava shel bilcha. Not your thoughts. Imbash laharim the kabbalah shavua on a mashbir nosach. Lefi datenu v'das bezin. Rather, it's on us and on bezin. Okay. So Tosfos asks, we have this Gemara in Nedarim, whether or not the Kahanim are shluchim of us or shluchim of Hashem, and the Gemara asks 100 questions about it. Never brings this Gemara. The Gemara never brings this Gemara. So Tosfos answers because we only wanted to bring sources from Tanayim, not from Amorayim. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Next, who parishu bocha? The hein parishu bochin. Everybody crying here. Why is everybody crying? Who parishu bocha? He's crying. The Kohen Gadol shechashdu tzeduki because they accused him of being a tzeduki. Right. Right? Says the Sfas Emes, 1 second. You know, Rabbi Yossi said in Masechet Shabbos, I wish people would accuse me and suspect me of being a bad guy. That's not true. Because I get so much schar for that. Wouldn't that be great? If someone thought I did something wrong and I really didn't. And they're thinking about me and they're whispering about me. It's fantastic. I wish that would happen to me. So what's he so upset for? Is he crying? He's crying because there are tzedukim in the world. So he's crying for. In the Chanami, maybe I'll go, I'm happy that I get some schar, they're suspecting me. But he's crying because there's such a thing as a tzeduki, and we have to go through this whole procedure. V'heim parashinu bochen, they're also crying. Damar of Yeshua ben Levi, kol hachosha b'ksherim, loka begufo. If you suspect somebody wrong, you're gonna pay for it. You're gonna get loka begufo. They're crying, oh my goodness, we don't want to get shchin, we don't want to get pain in our guf. Why? Because the tzedukim learned the pasuk, and they would light the fire of the ketores outside the kodesh kedushim, and then bring it in already smoky. That's wrong, and that's the whole issue with the tzedukim. Everything else they did was kosher, just that one thing, right? Says Rashi. They would do it in the heichal outside. Then they would bring it in. It says, don't come in unless you have a smoke. Don't come in, ki ba'anan. Right? Unless you have smoke.
Did this actually happen?
That they ever did it like this? Yes. Ki ba'anan era. It says, ki ba'anan era. Right? We have two pshatim what that means. Hashem is like smoke, or bring it inside like that. Or do it in when you're inside. Uksiv, and it says, Bereshit the Krav al Yovah b'choleis ala kodesh. Umashma ki ba'anan. So they read the pasuk wrong. They have wrong interpretation, and we don't want them doing it like that. We don't want them doing it like that. Ask the Achronim, what kind of shavua is this? Do it our way. Don't do it your way. They don't think they're doing anything wrong. They're learning pshat in the pasuk. So what do you want from them? How is that a false shavua? It's not a false shavua. They can make any shavua they want. They'll do it their own ways. What do you think I want from me? I'm doing this is what my Rebbe taught me. Everything else, 99% of the day I do halacha. This one thing they have an issue with me. They're wrong. Why am I wrong? They don't think they're doing anything wrong. What do you want from them? How is a shavua going to help? Not what do you want from them. How is a shavua? You hear this question, an unbelievable question. How is a shavua going to help? They don't think they're doing anything wrong. I'm just fine, I'll swear. I'm not changing anything for you. I think I'm right. Want me to swear that everything I'm going to do is das kalacha? 100%. I spoke to my rabbi. My rav came down and he told me to do it like this. So I'm listening to him. What do you want from me? It's an unbelievable question. It's a brilliant question. Right? Bunch of answers. One answer is that they don't hold of the din that shavuot can't be challah mitzvos. They don't hold from that din at all. So that's a difficult answer. So therefore, the shavuot, if they have to swear, they're only going to swear on what you tell me to swear on, because I don't hold from shavuot really. That's one answer. It's a difficult answer. The Tosfos of Akiva Eger says that since every year this happens, Every year this happens. Every year they have to call, they have to make them swear. And every year there's a new Kohen Gadol. So what's going on here? Why are they making them swear every single year the same story? Ah, must be something going on here. So I have to do it like they want it. So it's a genuine shuat that he says. Tzaraas Yisrael says, you make them swear about five other things. You make them swear about what day of the week it is, and other random things, and you include this, so they have to follow you, because they're following you and everything else also. It's called a Shuvah Kolel. Another one of the Achronim, Chemdas Yisrael asks, one second, if Tzeduki doesn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, and that, right, which we say they don't, many, it's a funny thing, the entire Yom Kippur, everything they did is fine. Just this one thing. Very interesting. How bad are they already? I'm not saying the one thing they didn't do like we do, but everything else they did do. Right? They didn't go over there and have disco parties. They didn't do all that. Everything they did, they set up the whole night and kind of lochla that. One thing they did wrong. They disagreed with the Chachamim. One thing. Everything else is good. So one second. But if the presumption is that they don't, everyone thinks that. Zukim didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. Then had to do everything else. You're going to have a whole Masechta.
We had this conversation last week.
Correct. Had to do everything else.
Because everything else was visible to other people. This was the one thing that people...
Yeah, but it's Torah Shebal Peh also.
Yeah.
You know that without Torah Shebal Peh, you can't get the first base. Right? So everything else they did with Kalach. One thing they didn't agree. So for that, they're mumur. That's the question. How can a tzaduki give a shavua? He's not even a kosher person. How can he even make a shavua? And goy can't make a shavua. A mumur can't make a shavua. Says the Chazanish, he's not a mumur. He's not a mumur. He's a regular Jew. Happens to be. He needs some help. He needs some chizuk. That's what he needs. He's a regular Jew. Of course he can make a shavua. He believes in it 100%. So he had one issue about the Ketoris and the smoke. Okay, so you have to educate him. You work on him. It's not a mumar. Very interesting. Anyway, Tanur Rabbanan. Maise b'tzduki yachad. There was one story.
It's a big hasha. I was reading before. It says here, if the position is difficult and burdensome for want of a fill, tzedukim who do not fear heaven enough.
Nothing to do with that.
Because maybe they'll back down if they... Right, we say we're going to make them do this big job to go back and forth.
So they'll throw in the towel.
It doesn't shit.
Why?
Because then we're saying that they mamish had Yerush Shemayim, which is different.
Right.
So to say that they're going to go away from the job.
So answer me. The whole avoda, only one issue. Everything else they did right. The vidui, the karbanos, oh, that's all fine. Oh, when it came to the guitarist, they lit it outside. Oh, someone says, oh, you'll see in a few minutes. Tanur Rabbanan. Ma'aseh b'tzduki echad, she'etzkin mi'b'chutz, right? V'hichnas. He lit it outside, on Yom Kippur. A Kohen Gadol, and he went into the Kodesh Kedoshim, already lit, wrong. B'yitziyaseh ha'yisameach simcha gadol. He was so happy he did it like this. So happy. Pagabo aviv. Bumps into his father. Amalo b'ni, afal pi she'tzdukin anu, even though we are tzdukim, misyaren anu min aprushim. We're still afraid of him. Right? Amr lo, kol yama yaisim itzdar al mikro zeh. This is what the Kohen Gadol Tzeduki says. My whole life, I was pained about this pasuk. Like Rabbi Ativ is talking. Ki ba'onan era la kaporis. Amarti, masa yavo liv lo yadav ay kaimena. When can I fulfill it like the Tzeduki can fulfill it? Achshav shebo lo yadav lo ay kaimena? I shouldn't do it. Amr lo yama vatim. Wasn't a few days later. Ad shemes, vahutal ba'ashba. He was lying in a heap. And there were worms coming out of his nose. Why his nose? Says Rashi, it's the first part of your body to walk into the room. He walked into the Kodesh Kedoshim. His nose is the first thing that walks in. His nose is punished first. Others say, the Sfasem asks, that's the Aveira should be his hand. His hand's littered outside. What do you mean with the nose? Doesn't answer that question. What do you want from the nose? His hands lit the Ketores in the wrong place. That's the first Aveira. Not the nose walking in. The Ketores' smell. He smelled it too early. He's punished for that first. He got a geschmack too early. That's why he's punished. Because others say, what do you mean the nose is the first one in? What about your hands? If your hands are holding the thing, they come in first. They're sticking out more than you know. You're holding it like this? Nah. You're only like a normal person. Then your hands come first, before the nose. Yeah, but your nose got hana. It smelled the Ketores too early. You get punished for that.
Different reason here about the hands.
Yeah.
The hands is your hand. Let's say
it's connected to your arm, so it's not the whole aver.
So your whole hand doesn't go. The nose is the first thing that.
Okay. Fair enough. The Yesh Omrim beats Yotzenigav. Some say no. The minute he walked out of there, he was struck down. Didn't wait a few days, like till Sukkot. No, right away. The Tani Reb Chiya Kimin Kol Nishma Ba'Azara. There was like a noise in the Azara. Shabba Malach v'chot v'al piv. Malach came and smacked him. V'nichnaso achav akohanim u'matzo kaf regal ogel bang seifav. They found some kind of the mark of a hoof on his head. Shenemar, like it says, v'raglayim regal yishara v'kaf raglayim v'kaf regal ogel. I mean, the Malach has a...
Right.
Maybe before he went in, I don't know. It's a good question. Then, Omar Zechariah ben Kvutal. Rechariah ben Kvutal said, I used to learn with these Kohanim Gedolim at night. I used to learn with them. So, I have a whole random Gemara now. Masni lo Rechanan bar Rabba, Lebechir bar Rav, Kamei de Rav, Omar Zechariah ben Kvutal. His name is Kvutal with a pei. Not Kvutal with a beis, Kvutal. But Rav demonstrated with his hands some kind of sign language. No, it's Kvutal. So the Gemara says, why did he just tell him? Why do you have to signal, do sign language? Just tell him, Kvutal. No, Kriyashma HaYikar, because it was the middle of Kriyashma. Middle of Kriyashma, so you're not allowed to hand signal either. V'chihai Gavna Mishari, that's Mutter. V'amar V'yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Hakori Yeshma, if you're in the middle of Shema, Lo Yirmaz Be'enav, you're not allowed to wink and make all these eye movements. Lo yikorts b'svasav. You're not supposed to move your mouth. You know, he's late. You're not supposed to do that. Mouth, you know, whisper. No. Lo yorabets b'svasav. You don't lift your fingers and make sign language. You're not supposed to do that. You're saying Shema. You're not supposed to do those things. V'tani Rabbi Elazar chisma omer akore Shema. If someone does read Shema, umara mezeh be'enav, and he does that with his eyes, umakareit b'svasav, and he moves his lips, umarabet b'svasav, or his fingers, alav akasav omer, lo osi karasi Yaakov. You're not part of my nation.
Wow.
So it's pretty severe, but Kriyat Shema is a serious business. Anyway, lo kasha, not a kasha. Kan, all that is beperek rishon. Right? And ha, beperek sheni. That's by the first parsha of Shema. Second parsha, a little more makel, that already you can make hand movements. So that's what he did.
Because yeah, very often you see a Mara Dasra who's saying it slowly, and he signals to the Shliach Tzibor
to go ahead. So that's not in the first. That's not in the first parsha.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting.
Right. Tana Rabbanan. By the way, it also could be. It also could be Lutzorech Tefila. It might be Mutter.
Okay.
Because I once talked to Rabbi about that. I said sometimes we announce that Kriyat Shema is the Kriyat Shema is coming, and we announce it in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. They're not supposed to talk to him, Tzuki Dezimra. And the rabbi said, no, but it's a Tzarech Tfila you're allowed to. By the way, don't forget, Kriyashma is coming, don't forget to say, you're allowed to say that. You're not allowed to talk about the Yankees, talk about anything. But if it's a Tzarech Tzibor, then you're allowed to. Which
you can ask for salt, you can do that.
What?
You can ask for salt in between.
Correct. So it's Tzarech Davidin,
it's
Tzarech Tzibor. No, Tzarech Tzibor Mekayim Mitzvah for the Tzibor. Right, exactly. All these things, exactly. Now, if those, let's say nobody announces it, and I know, can I tell you? Yes, I'm just gonna tell you, my neighbor. By the way, don't forget, don't forget. Can I say that? Of course I could. I'm talking. That's a tzibur. It's a tzorach mitzvah. Tzorach davening. 100%. Anyway, Tana Rabbanan. It says v'dibarta bum v'lo b'tfila, right? Which means shatfila b'lachash. Davening has to be quiet. Shenemar v'kol lo yishma. Don't hear him. That no one heard Chana davening. Kach shom matzasi b'tshuvas b'tshailtas rabbi achoy. What does it mean? Meaning when you're davening, everything else, you don't have to be so quiet. Shmonesi, you have to be very quiet. Right? That's what Rashi says. Tosfos, that's not what it means. What it means is, when the soldier comes over to you and says to you, good morning, do you have to answer him? Right, Rashi, look at the bottom Tosfos. Nearly bum shal me'ayira. So if some thug comes over to you and says, good morning, you better, he'll beat you up. You better answer him. Umeshiv ne'akavod. And when the rabbi walks in and he says good morning to you, you're allowed to answer him back. Not allowed to initiate because you're in the middle of Shema, but to answer him back you could do. V'lo b'tfila. During davening, you're not allowed to do that. During davening, you're not allowed to do that. The president comes in and says good morning to you, you're not allowed to answer him back during davening. Shenemar, damrinan, afilu melech, shol b'shol. If the king comes and asks you how you're doing, lo yishivenu, you're not allowed to answer him. Afilu nachash korech al krov, akav lo yasek. Even if the snake is swirling around your body, you don't stop. So total machlokes, that's what it means. Yeah.
That example of the snake, right? It's not one of the mitzvahs out of your heart,
no, so it means, the Gemara there says it's not a poisonous snake. If it's a poisonous snake, 100%. It's just, right? Imagine some bug. It's not going to bite. It's not going to kill you. It's annoying you. It's driving you crazy. You can't stop. That's what it means. V'dibarta bum yeshul chal rashul sadaber v'lo b'dvar macherim. Only there you can talk, not other things. V'vachoy omer v'dibarta bum osi osun keva v'altasem arai. Make it important. Don't make it like it's an arai thing, like it's a burden. Omer rava hasak sichas chulun, if you talk sichas chulun over ba'asei, over an asei, shnever dibarta bum below d'var macherim. Rav'acha bar Yaakov omer over b'lav, shnever kol ha'dvar migiyim lo yuchal ish l'daber. Fine. Next. Bikesh lehis namnim. If you guys want to go and go, wants to go to sleep. He's not allowed to go to sleep. Why is he not allowed to go to sleep? Because we're afraid if he goes to sleep, he'll become a carry, and then he'll be disqualified, so we don't want that to happen, so we don't let him fall asleep. So Pirche Kohuna, makin lefon of the etzbat srada. They would somehow snap and make some noise with their fingers to keep him awake. For omim lo, ishi kohen gadol. Ishi kohen gadol. Omeid v'hafig achas al ritzpa. Go stand on the floor, maybe 1 foot on the floor. Umisaskin also ad shegiz man shechita. And keep doing that until the morning comes. Because you can't go to sleep. My tzirada, what does the word tzirada mean? Amar of Yehuda, tzirasa dera. It's the opposite one, the opposite what? Mahi godel, opposite the thumb. So, it's a machlokas if it's the front finger or the middle finger. You can't snap with the front finger. Many say it's the index finger. You can't snap with that. You can snap with the middle finger. So it's a hard shot. What does it mean? So most, whatever it means. Most say it means, maybe, unless they do something else, not snapping. Some other kind of noises to get them awake. Nachriv Huna v'azal kala b'kule b'rav. Huna demonstrated what it means, and it made a big noise in the shul. V'omim lo ishikon gadol hafag al chal ritzpa. Amr Yitzchak al Chadas, one of the students said, Mahi, what does this mean? Amr Le Achvei Kida. He showed him how to like bow in such a way, keep him busy all night doing funny things. Then it said, Umisaskin Bo Ashegir with Nana Shechita. Tana, Lohay Misaskin also. They didn't be busy with him. Lo Benevel, Lo Bekinor, not with instruments. El Bepeh. They would talk to him. Mahay Omrim. They would tell him, Hashem Lo Yivne Bayis Shav Amal Obanov, call me Obanov came, Bo. Different Sukkim. 7 o'clock?
What 3 minutes
is 7? Okay. Mikir Yerushalayim, the Akim of Yerushalayim, Loha Yishain in Kalalaila. They wouldn't go to sleep the whole night of Yom Kippur. Kadeshiyishim Kohen Gadol Kol Havara. So they would hear the Kohen Gadol, the echo of the Kohen Gadol learning all night. Velot Heishena Chotafto. And that sleep shouldn't overtake the Kohen Gadol. They would also stay up all night. Tana Abishol Omer Af Pigvulmoy Osen Kain Zecher LeMikdash. Even now we do that. Zecher LeMikdash, we stay up all night. The Torah in the Shulchan Aruch bring this minhag. That there's a minhag to stay up all Yom Kippur night, right? The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't recommend it. It's not really a minhag anymore to stay up all night. You're going to be very tired. You're not going to have a good davening. You have to stay up the whole day. It's not like a Shavuot where you can go to sleep. No, you got to be up the whole. It's not a recommended minhag. I don't know anyone who does that bizman hazeh. It's not really recommended, says the Mishnah Berurah. Yet the Yakir and Yerushalayim used to do it. Now the Gemara is going to say, Elashayu Chotin. They sinned. They stayed up all night. They ended up sinning. What's the sin? We'll do that tomorrow. Stop here. That could be linger a little longer. 100%. All right, we'll stop here. Everyone have a very good day.